And we're joined now by Kirk Fetland from Blaine, Minnesota. And Kirk has been on Interview Circle with us a number of times.
Yeah, about the last 4 years.
Because he's been working on a very special project. The EIA's B-25, which was originally the city of Burlington, has now been restored as the Berlin Express.
That's correct.
And, having grown up in the Fox Valley area, when I see that word, I think of Berlin, as in Berlin, Wisconsin. So I always have to mentally remember that it's the Berlin Express. And Kurt, tell us a little bit about how this whole project got started. This is a typical EIA story.
Correct. We usually come out here about a week before AirVenture to move airplanes out of Pioneer and the museum, stage them around the airport. And about 5 years ago, John Hopkins and I were taking it out of the museum to stage in front of the where the C-47 normally sits. And I just happened to ask him, "You can ever going to get this restored? Because it looks so sad, lonely, derelict, and stuff like that." And he goes, "Well, we talked about it, but it had to be done by volunteers and stuff like that." And I said, "Well, without thinking, we'll do it." And I didn't hear anything or forgot about it till about November, and John gives me a call and says that we've got it in the hangar, let's get started. And that's how it all began. We took the nose off, brought it back to Blaine, restored it there, came back, got it reattached before AirVenture the next year, and we've gone from there.
So aside from the nose being done in Minnesota, was the rest of the work all done here at Oshkosh?
Yes. Okay.
So this not only involved volunteering time to work on the airplane, but time to travel here and back as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly 300 miles from where I live to the airport here. And I figured that over the years, I could have traveled around the Earth 1.5 times.
But this was a much more rewarding
Absolutely. Absolutely. Correct.
Yeah. So after you did the nose, what was the next phase of the project?
Mainly it's disassembling, checking parts out. A lot of the parts had to be fabricated because you just can't find them.
Right.
The first year was strictly 237 members, my chapter in Blaine. And Charlie Becker had been out doing his boot camps and things like that and talking to people about the B-25. And he mentioned that a lot of people are interested in joining to help out and asked if I put together a multi-chapter work party, which I did. And for the last 3.5 years, we've had people from all over the country coming in to help work on it, whether it's from California, Texas, Florida, all over, just coming to help work on it.
Excellent. The paint scheme, originally the B-25 was in the non-painted, just polished aluminum, but now it has a darker paint scheme.
Yep, that's correct. The name of the aircraft came from the movie Catch-22, right, which this aircraft was in three different paint schemes. And we wanted to do something cool and different and kind of came up with this design.
Good. Before the restoration started, how many years had the airplane been sitting?
Well, it had been just static in the museum for 20 years at least. I know one of the last times that it was flown, Paul Polberezny was flying it,
right,
and then they had a problem with hydraulics and the left wheel collapsed. But I tell you what, nobody could have done a better job landing it under those situations. They got it fixed, it flew a couple more times, and then it went static.
Right. If I remember correctly, when that incident happened, it was one of the years that was an anniversary of the Doolittle raid, and he was getting ready to fly during AirVenture. And,
correct.
Paul and Daryl Lenz, who was the director of aircraft maintenance at the time, were out doing a test flight. And I was on staff at the time, so the word spread quickly amongst the staff that there was something wrong.
Right.
But as you say, Paul did a magnificent job of setting the airplane down on
absolutely
one good gear, and they tried just about everything to get that the other landing gear to drop down, and it just didn't happen. And, that airplane has always been special to EIA, as it's been one of the longtime aircraft in the museum fleet.
Correct.
So it's great to see it back and flying. Will we see it flying this week?
Yes, as a matter of fact, should be flying today.
Okay.
And it will be staged over at Warbirds for most of the show.
Good.
So people should go out and take a look at it.
Good. Kirk Fetland is the project coordinator for the B-25 from Chapter 237 in Blaine, Minnesota. And so what's next for you now that you've done this?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. We've got so much momentum for volunteering with this kind of stuff. It's really kind of blown my mind how much interest and that people have in getting the stuff done. I really don't know what's next. You know, you hate to see this efforts cut, you know, right, short and stuff like that. There's some other things that have been mentioned, but I'm not really sure yet.
Okay. What are some of the activities that Chapter 237 is up to these days?
Oh, golly. we're pretty much into a little bit of everything. We have a very active chapter. We actually have members in Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, and stuff like that. Most of that has resulted from the multi-chapter work parties. And that's been our main focus, you know, is working on that, getting it finished as fast as we could. They told us that it would take 10 years to do. We got it done in 4 years and 4 months.
Very good. What were some of the challenges that maybe slowed things down a little bit?
Well, of course, parts, really. That's the toughest thing to come up with. Reading the diagrams, blueprints, microfiche from World War II. Thanks to Air Corps Aviation, they supplied that to EA, and we were able to look up stuff, but a lot of it was so inaccurate. We just had to make the proper judgments and go by what they suggested and that kind of thing to make it work.
Well, that's true, because that airplane had been converted to executive transport after the war, so I'm sure there were a lot of modifications that didn't show up in any drawings anyway.
Oh, yeah. They did a lot of things that needed to be changed, that's for sure. When we got a hold of there, it was just basically an empty shell. There was no floor and nothing in it. So, you know, we started from real bare bones.
And are any of the volunteers that you'd like to single out some folks who really took the lead?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Kurt Stoltz and Bob Viltz, they were my project leaders from 237. And then I've got Paul Adams and Bruce Grumster up there from Iowa, part of our chapter in 237. And without their leadership and helping with the different functions and you know, things that needed to be done in the 25, they made it so much easier and seamless because they were always there. Yeah. Always there for every work party. I don't think anybody missed more than one or two in the last four and a half years.
So. And I'm sure as you got closer to the end of the project, when people can see the end coming, it makes it that much more exciting to be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's kind of bittersweet because, you know, we're so happy to see it flying and it's out there going. But we've created a family.
Right.
And that's kind of where, you know, it's kind of pulls on our heartstrings.
Were you here for the first flight?
Actually, I was here, but we ended up going home, and I did not see the first flight. Okay. But I saw it on video, and it's more than 2 million people did, which is amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes.
That many people saw and had interest in this particular
B-25. Oh, yeah, worldwide. I was getting phone calls from Belgium and Israel and all over the place. You know, what's going on? You know, emails and all kinds of stuff like that. So the interest is worldwide. It's really amazed me.
Isn't it? That is amazing that folks overseas would have that kind of interest in a particular project that's located in the Midwest.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So with the completion of the airplane and things, are you rated to fly it? Do you get to fly it or even fly in it?
I did the first cross-country flight. We flew it from Oshkosh to St. Paul. We were doing a B-17 tour stop, and unfortunately we couldn't give rides because we haven't gotten the exemption yet from the FAA, but it was static over there, and people just loved it. They just fell in love with it as soon as they saw it.
Good. And is that part of the future of the B-25 is to go on tour?
Yes, it will be touring with the 17 for the next year and a half or so, and then go out on its own, I believe, in 2021.
Okay, and the exemption, is that imminent, or is that going to take a little while before folks can purchase rides?
Well, that's up to the FAA.
Okay.
So who knows?
It could be today, or it could be
next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it will be an honor to see it fly.
Absolutely.
It's been a very long process. As you said, it was static for 20 years plus almost 5 years of restoration.
Right.
A lot of hard work and, I suppose, scraped knuckles and bumped heads.
We've got a lot of DNA in that aircraft.
And we're going to see it fly this week here at Oshkosh. And again, where's the airplane?
It's staged over at Warbirds.
Okay.
And with their other B-25s. So excellent. Get out and take a look at it. It's beautiful.
It is a gorgeous airplane. And well-deserved compliments to you and to all the volunteers who have helped make that airplane airworthy and gorgeous again. It's not just a cosmetic restoration. It was a deep-down restoration.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also want to give a shout-out to the crew at the Weeks Hangar. They were into it as much as we were, and like Miranda says, it's our baby.
That's right. Yes,
absolutely.
The unsung crew over at Kermit Weeks, they take care of a number of different aircraft and in a wide variety of aircraft, everything from the Ford Trimotor on up.
Absolutely.
That is really a hotbed of aviation intelligence that
Absolutely.
You don't see anywhere else.
You bet.
Well, Kirk, we appreciate you taking some time to join us today, and I hope you have time to show off your baby to all the folks here at AirVenture. Again, go see Berlin Express. It's up in the Warbird area, and you'll see it fly in the Warbird shows throughout the week.
Yeah, correct.
All right, and that's going to wrap up our show for today. Tomorrow, NASA astronaut Doug Wheelock will be here, and he's going to talk about the space travel's future. And this is in light of some recent announcements from NASA itself about going back to the moon and Mars. The always energetic Eric Lindberg stops by to let us know what he's been up to, and EIA's Tara Parkhurst brings us news from Women Venture. And that is all tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock on From the Stand. And I'm Steve Buss. This is EIA Radio.